Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi, John.
And that was wonderful. Michael made a wonderful presentation, and I didn't realize, I thought it was more of a class versus more of a quasi-social environment.
I did too, but maybe a long time ago it was just a class, but at this point it is very interactive, and it sounds like it would really be enormously helpful to a lot of people.
I think so, because that's it. Just break the shell. And how many people don't want to go to someplace, and afterwards they were so happy they went? Don't want to go to a party. I don't want to meet that person. I don't go to that table. And they met a friend, and they had fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we have another conversation coming up with Matt Tamaris, who's the Deputy Commissioner of Human Resources and Deputy Director of Emergency Management. And he really gets in the flow of it because he's in the middle of a hurricane. So he's the eye of the storm. See, now we were trying to get people to be a little bit more social, and now we're going into the eye of the storm. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you today, John?
Good. There's lots of different things we're going to talk about this morning. And, you know, every year people get prepared for hurricanes, and sometimes they come and sometimes they don't. But before we go there, one thing that I want, and I know you've talked about this before, which I think is so important, is preparedness kits, if that's the way. Because it doesn't have to be a hurricane. Your lights can go out for 2 days or 3 days.
And they do.
Yeah, the other day, my partner at work, the half his electric went out in his house.
Wow, that's scary.
And he went online. And it's PSE&G, is electric?
Correct.
Yeah, PSE&G.
Correct.
So he went online to PSE&G, put his address in. I don't know how you do it. A map came up, and it showed all the houses on his block that were out because they were doing construction and hit something.
Correct.
But nevertheless, now they got it fixed. But it could go out for 2 days.
Right.
And in those 2 days, if you're 80 years old in your home, you know, it's an issue. That, you know, that I think is more important than the hurricanes will be coming and going, but individual preparedness for the slightest thing that can go wrong, I think for a senior is most important.
And that's correct, John. It's very, very important. What happens in, and yes, hurricanes get the news. That's the big thing. Someone says hurricane, everyone panics, everyone goes through their motions. But the truth of the matter is everyday events happen.
Right.
We do live on an island. I know people don't realize it because it's so big, you know, and everything else. But we do live on an island. We are dependent on electricity. We are dependent on other things. A high wind event, and just like when I typically say with a hurricane, and everyone wants to know, is it going to be a strong season, a big season? It doesn't matter because you only need one hurricane. It's the same with any type of event. It doesn't matter if it's just a windstorm where it's only 30, 40 mile an hour winds. The truth of the matter is if a tree falls down by your house and you're out of electricity, you're out of electricity. It doesn't matter how it affects everyone. It matters how it affects you. So you have to be prepared, and you have to be prepared for different events, whether it's a fire, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a power outage, whether it's flood. You may be out of your home for a couple of days if you're in an apartment building or something because your neighbor, for whatever reason, left their tub on and it flooded out your apartment.
Yeah.
So it's very important to be prepared and be prepared to either stay, you know, shelter in place or evacuate your house or wherever you happen to live. And there's a number of ways to do that. So it's interesting because hurricane season, yes, everyone wants me to talk about hurricane, but I like how you brought it to you should be prepared. And everyone should be prepared for themselves. When we're talking the senior population, that's even more difficult. Because there may be mobility issues, there may be medication issues, there may be just basic communication issues. You had a segment on communication, and I heard you mention that, you know, it's very easy on email, you know, to send somebody. Our kids nowadays, they know how to text, but they don't know how to communicate one-on-one. But it's very important for the senior population to have that communication plan and to have that plan that works for them.
That's true, Tom.
You know, if I tell everyone, well, you should have on your phone, a list of 30 names that you're going to send a group text message out, and the senior population doesn't send group text messages out, that's not an effective plan. It may be an effective plan for someone else, but for the senior population, it doesn't work. Or, you know, is the phone charged? My grandma, the phone literally was an emergency device. of course, that emergency device didn't work when she kept it in the drawer.
Right.
And she was
waiting
only,
for the emergency.
And she was only going to pull it out during the emergency because guess what? The battery's dead.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm.
So it's very important with the senior population to even modify what would be a basic plan. So we've discussed in the past, and I've come in, you know, part of having a plan is having a kit.
Mm-hmm.
And that kit, and just like I mentioned earlier, mobility issues, the kit's got to be dependent on what you physically can do and can't do. So, you know, certainly they tell everybody that they're supposed to have a gallon of water for each. You know, if you can't physically make a kit or carry a kit, then you have to have a plan on who I'm going to contact, how I'm going to contact, and how they're going to remove me to a safer place. Now, it may be as simple as a neighbor when there's a flooding issue. It may be when there's a hurricane, you know, warning that, you know, we're going to get out of Dodge. And we're going you know, we're going to go to a cousin who's 300 miles away. And we'll get into that process if you do that and what you should have in your kit, and especially with the senior population. Or maybe as simple as, you know, I have this bag and I'm going to check into a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on each person's specific situation. But the problem is people don't think ahead of time
mm-hmm.
and think about that. Because if you're going to try to get a hotel once there's a hurricane warning, good luck. You know, people remember Sandy. They remember that, the South Shore flooded. If you remember after Sandy, good luck getting an apartment even in Great Neck.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, there just wasn't enough supply. There weren't enough hotels. There weren't enough hotels for the electrical workers we had come in from other states.
Yeah.
You know, so
yes,
we had.
That's true.
It was like the show MASH.
It was like a nightmare, right?
Yeah. We had little villages.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
We had tent villages.
Mm-hmm.
That's all stuff that if you say, well, I'll figure it out then, you're behind the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you really should start thinking about your situation. Will I be able to physically carry, you know, a 60-pound kit?
Right.
You know, if I can't do that, can I carry a 30-pound kit? Can I carry a 20-pound kit? Okay, if that's the case, what am I going to put in there? If you ask my recommendation, especially to senior population, you know, obviously you want to have your medications with you.
I was going to say, I would think in dealing with seniors that seniors have to get in the habit of always having an extra supply of medicine in case something like this happens. That I know so many friends, we lose our lights for 3 days and they're screaming and yelling, it's dark in the house, I can't find the medicine. My husband and I always have that stuff ready because you just don't know. And living on Long Island, you are subject to this. So I think that's important.
It's extremely important, and what you're doing is terrific. You got to remember that we've evolved as a society. We get everything instantly what mm-hmm. we want, and you know all the good companies do just-in-time manufacturing mm-hmm. and everything else. So you know you have two pills left. You call your pharmacist, and boom, boom, boom. You know, you pick it up that afternoon. Mm-hmm. Everything's great. It didn't always work like that.
No.
And,
times have changed.
Times have changed.
But
and
just in reference to prescription drugs, though, you can't get like the month's supply 2 weeks early, right? You know what I'm trying to say? Like they give you 30 days and they say it's refillable.
It depends.
It depends on the drug.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
oh,
it
okay.
depends on
okay.
the drug.
Yeah. A controlled substance, no.
Right, okay.
You know, so if you're taking Oxy and you want to get an additional supply.
No,
they're going to frown.
No, but somebody on hot medication or blood pressure, that kind of stuff.
I think you can.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
So you know, it's very important. It's very important. You know, we do have shelters that open up when it gets it, but it's very important that not only do you have your medications with you, that A, you also have a list of what those medications are, and you know a description of what they do, because you got to remember in the shelter, they don't know. You know,
right.
they don't know what a specific pill. They're not pharmacists. So it's very important to list all the medications out, what you're taking. God forbid you need medical attention and you can't speak for yourself. It's very important for that list mm-hmm. to say, oh, look, they're taking blood thinners. Oh, look, they're taking this, because it helps the emergency team, you know,
right.
treat you the best
right.
they can. So it's you know, it's very important to have that list of medications. It's very important, and obviously to have a supply of them. It's very important to also have a list of contacts when mm-hmm. you're talking to senior population. Mm-hmm. And besides having that list, North Hempstead has a service called North Hempstead Alert, which is a reverse 311 system. But what I would recommend, especially the senior population, is even if your kids don't live, you know, around the corner, I would have them sign up for that, because they're going to get the alerts that their parents are getting then. And that way, if something's happening and the supervisor wants to make an announcement about, you know, a storm that's coming up or an evacuation or something of that nature, the kids are getting that. The kids understand what's going on. And
that's good.
Yes, that's excellent.
If you're in Florida and you're not paying attention, there's a storm coming, you're not paying attention to how severe it's supposed to be, and you get an alert on your phone, then you realize you better watch out for Mom. Something's going on up there. Mm-hmm. That's tremendous.
And this way, maybe the kids will say, hey, Mom, what's your plan?
Did you
contact someone? Did you, you know, this way they also know to check up on Mom. Phone lines may be down.
Right, I agree.
You know, cell service may be down. But at least they know. They may call a neighbor and say, listen, you know, I hear it's going to be bad. Can you check up on Mom, you know, right after the storm, make sure she's all right? So that's very important to have that contact list. It's very important to sign up for notifications. And really, you know, when they're making a kit, you got to remember that most people could be self-sufficient for 3 days. They want you to have 3 days of food and water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually in your house, you have enough stuff for 3 days.
Right.
You know, everyone makes a run on the supermarket for perishables. And if you lose electricity, how good are those perishables? Where I always tell people, make sure you have a lot of chewy bars. Make sure you have, you know, the protein bars, chewy bars, saltines. If you have a manual can opener, which is very important to have, if you have a manual can opener, make sure you have tuna fish, stuff of that nature.
Right.
And you know what? You may not be eating well,
but you can eat and survive.
Correct. You're surviving. And that's one of the things you need to do.
I'm going to just hold you there because we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Matt's recipe for tuna fish. Right.